Thank you, Philip, for that. Now, can I invite Captain Aisha Alhamili to come to the podium? Captain Alhamili is going to give a short presentation with some slides, and it's easy to do it from here.
Good morning to you all. First, I would like to thank, of course, ICAO for conducting this very important event. It's a very hot issue, a hot topic, and I'm looking forward to attending, actually, most of the meetings here. And second, I would like to thank you for being here. It's the best time of the year. Enjoy Montreal. First, I'm the United Arab Emirates representative, and as you know, the United Arab Emirates is one of the countries actually has been very pro-environment. We just hosted the International Renewable Agency, Resource Agency, IRENA in Abu Dhabi. We have one of the biggest airlines in the world, and it has been doing a lot of work in environment. However, today, I will not represent the views of my country or our airlines. So I will just read this disclaimer in case, because I have been participating in highly political debates so far, and I don't want to be quoted. This is for you, representatives. The views expressed in this presentation are solely my own and do not reflect in any way the official position of the UAE government on any of the topics discussed here and after, although it is similar, but it is not. My agenda, I will try to keep it very simple because, as I said, I have been involved in a lot of highly political debates. Today I will try to sum up or come up with something that I concluded from our debate, something where in the middle. It won't make everybody happy, actually. Everybody will be angry at me from a political perspective. I'll just give a brief introduction because I know now you are very familiar with the topic, and then I'll just give very simple principles of my action plan. Then I will go ahead with the action plan and give a very brief conclusion. First, why we are here in this room, because Kyoto Protocol did not address aviation emissions. And that's why ICAO has been working very, very intensively on this issue, and this is not a new issue. It has been going on for a long time. But now, since it is highly political, it has been intensified since the Kyoto Protocol will end, and we will negotiate a new Kyoto, and we don't want aviation to be included in the Kyoto. We need to work on this issue. Before I go to point number two, as everybody mentioned, emissions from aviation activities are only 2%. However, this is not the issue because this is very small compared to other industry. The issue is that aviation is booming and expanding, and it's expected to expand fourfold by 2050. So the problem is the rate of growth of aviation. And all the efficiencies and fuel efficiencies improvements that ICAO is working on now will not offset this growth. So this is the problem. The problem is not with the 2%. Now, the yearly average growth is almost 5%, but if you go to the regions, and I won't go into details, but it depends on the regions. Like, for example, Asia has the highest growth, and then Africa is the lowest, and then it varies between region to region. Now, right to business. Now, the principles. If I myself have the power to put an action plan, the first thing I will do, put the principles that govern this action plan. First, I'll start with having an environmental strategy, and the strategy does not only focus on emissions, but covers all aviation activities, because, you know, aviation activities include airports, airlines, air services providers, even the land or ground transport. So the strategy should be comprehensive, and it should cover all activities. Second, the aviation environment, since it is going to be a global reduction, it should be treated as a global problem. And the only way to treat it as a global problem is to work through ICAO to solve that problem. Otherwise, it will not work if it was taken care by individual states or if it was taken care regionally. So ICAO should come up with the solution. Then the whole idea is after you set the action plan and you set the scene, you have to do a major cultural changes. And this can be done by increasing awareness about environmental impact, our activities on environmental impact, and it should start from senior management in aviation across the sector. So ICAO should set it to the member states, and the member states should send the strategy down the line. So it should have a cultural change. Second, for any plan to work, there has to be incentives. Why are we doing it, basically? If there is no intensive, no motivation, nobody will be motivated to do it. So incentives is very important, in my opinion. Second, as we know, market-based measures so far, and this is so far it has been covered only aviation emissions, I believe that it should be targeted to reduce emissions and not to cap growth, because this is the biggest debate so far between the developing and developed countries. You do not want to cap growth on the developing countries. The second point, and this is including the market-based measures, avoid taxation and levies, because we are not going anywhere with it. The money goes in the treasuries or government, we don't know where it goes. Aviation doesn't get it, environment doesn't benefit from it, so no for taxation and levies. And the second point, which is the most important fundamental point of the market-based measures, any revenues from market-based measures should go back either to aviation or mitigating environmental aviation problems within aviation. So it should stay within the sector. And then the last point, which is actually the hottest point so far, and this is why we are not moving anywhere politically, is because of the differences between the developing countries' point of views. Therefore, any action plan should take into consideration and to balance the UNFCCC, the common but differentiated responsibilities, in addition to incorporating the ICAO's non-discrimination principle. Now, this is purely my opinion. And one of the discussions that we have been discussing within the ICAO, one of the working groups that is working for the council, which I personally like, is the de minimis approach, which is a new standard, which is sets a threshold where when you are not a bigger contributor to pollution, then you are not within the system, which means if you are a very small country, why should you be penalized and incorporated in the system? So only the biggest polluters should be included in that system. Of course, this is only a principle, so more details have to go into it and more guidelines should go into it, but this is as a principle, I think this covers both aspects. Now to the action plan. I'll try to make it as simple as possible. Now the environmental strategy, starting with the strategy, you have to come with an environmental management plan. And the plan should include an environmental impact assessment. You should assess the problems and the targets and set the goals across the industry. I don't want to go into details because it is a whole subject by itself. And then after you assess it, you should have the plan for environmental mitigation. Now, I might not be able covering all the aspects, but these are the most important aspects that have been discussed highly so far. First, operational measures, infrastructure, technology, alternative fuels, market-based measures, data bank. I will go into a little bit more details, and I hope I won't take more time.
2 minutes.
2 minutes, okay, I'll try to go fast. And then the environmental adaptation. Of course, how will aviation infrastructure or the plan that we are doing it so far will be sustained for the next 10, 20 years with the climate change? Today we don't have floods, tomorrow we'll have floods. Today we don't have volcano in this place, tomorrow it might erupt. So this has to be taken into consideration. Now, environmental mitigation, I'll go through it very fast. Operational measures and infrastructure. Now, ICAO have been doing a very good job on this aspect, as there is guidelines developed, especially on the descent operations, continuous descent operations and the RVSM. And the problem is not with what ICAO is doing, because ICAO is doing a very good job, especially in environment and operations. However, the problem is with the implementation. It has been very slow, so it should take actually countries and decision makers to do it. So it is on a political level that is the problem, not on ICAO level. Second, technologies has been discussed. Of course, fleet renewal and engine upgrading is very important. However, the problem is with the facilitating incentives and facilitating financing since, you know, with the crisis and all the financial crisis that we're facing, it is not an easy thing, even though we preach upgrading the engine and renewing fleets. Alternative fuels, of course, this is one of the closest subjects to my heart since I'm doing my research on it. It is very controversial issue. Ambassador Magnum will kill me. But I like what you said. It is not alternative fuels. It is additional fuels, which is, I like it more because so far it's we are adding the fuels to each other. We are not substituting it. However, it is very new subject. And it is very controversial. Some people say it is very difficult to do. It won't improve efficiencies. And the offsetting won't really be the same because when you are making the alternative fuels, you are emitting. And so it is not workable. Some people say, no, it is a new area. We should do it. And we should research. Personally, I think we should encourage research in this area because it is our only hope since operations won't offset it. And other ways, I think I'm a little bit more skeptical about. And facilitate investment. I think there should be integration between the manufacturer and the government when it comes to alternative fuels, since most of the oil companies are actually governed by the owned by the governments, and it is highly political. Environmental mitigation, market-based measures. Actually, I am not with market-based measures. However, it is a reality, and I'm having it there because it is a reality, it's happening, a lot of countries are going ahead with it, but now we have to work in a way how to make it easy and not to damage the developing countries and not to damage the airline industry in particular since it is targeting the airlines. For anyone, I'll just read very simply the principles. As I said, 1 minute? Okay, I can do it in 1 minute. Revenues should go back again to environment. I am against penalizing, but I am with incentivizing the participation in the market-based measures, and it should not distort the competition among operators. And you should only pay once, not to travel from one place and pay more than once. And recognize the operators that have already invested, since you know the developing countries already invested in their new equipment, so they should not be penalized for that. The conclusion. As I said, ICAO and globally, we can do something. However, it is very difficult to bring 190 countries to implement it. So it should be on a political level, high level. The mitigation cannot work when it is on a regional level. It should be on a global level, and ICAO is the forum to do that. And good luck doing that this week. Thank you.